Hello.
Hello, my name is Reginald, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is
Yeah.
recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Is me.
How may I assist you?
I'm trying to file for your call. I'm trying to file for my employment.
Okay, I can assist you in knowing that. Can I have your social security number?
Okay. I'll say it again.
Can you please provide me your social security number?
It's 420-53-4729.
And can you verify your name for me?
Sebastian Abrams.
And is this your first time filing for unemployment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, Mr. Abrams, to correctly spell your name, it is Sabastion.
Yes, sir.
And is your middle initial L or I?
I.
And your last name is Abrams?
Yeah.
Can you tell me your birth date?
August the 30th, 2001.
And your mother's maiden name?
Freeman.
Can you spell that for me?
Freeman.
Thank you. And do you have an driver's license?
No, I have a I got an ID.
An
I have
Alabama
a
non-driver ID?
Yes.
Okay, can you please provide me the number?
I 0 1 1 5 8908.
That's I-0115-8908.
Yes.
Thank you. And you wanting to file a claim, Mr. Abrams?
Yes.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, just a fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes. Hello.
I'm still on the line, Mr. Abrams. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay, Mr. Evans, I'm going to just type in some of your basic information. And your name is spelled S-A-B-A-S-T-I-O-N. Middle initial is I. Last name is A-B-R-A-M-S.
Yes.
Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Can you please provide me your phone number?
205-767-1512.
Thank you. And can you said your birthday is August 30th, 2001?
Yes.
Mother's maiden name is Freeman?
Yes.
And can you tell me your Alabama non-driver number again?
It's I-0-1-1-5-8-9-0-8.
Thank you. I'm going to ask a couple of demographic questions. What is your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No, none.
You identify as male?
Yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than
No.
180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Can you please provide me your address?
516 24th Avenue, Northwest.
That's 516 24th Avenue, Northwest.
Yes.
And is there an apartment, suite, unit, building, floor, etc. attached to that?
No.
Okay, and can you tell me the city?
Central Point.
Can you spell that for me?
CENTERPOINT.
That's Center Point, C as in cat.
Yes. Yeah.
And can you tell me that zip code?
35215.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Can you tell me your best match for work?
I like stocking. Not.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between January 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Benefit card.
Okay, you've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Do you understand the
Okay.
terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yeah.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of your last employer?
Who's that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who's that?
Food Giant, and is that in relations to JMBL Incorporated Consumer Warehouse?
No. It's a grocery store.
Okay, give me just a moment. And you said the name of that employer is Food Giant.
Yes.
And can you tell me your employment start date?
It was August. August last year.
Okay, would it be closer to the 15th or the 1st?
15th.
2023.
Yes.
And can you tell me your last day you physically worked there?
It was, I think it was June 20th. June. I think the last day of June.
Okay, that would be the 30th,
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah.
And can you provide me Food Giant's address?
Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait, I gotta look it up.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Just a moment. $16.75.
7.51.
Center Point Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
And can you repeat that zip code for me?
35215.
And that's 1675 Center Point Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold real quick, Mr. Abrams.
All right.
I'm just letting you know I'm still on the line, Mr. Abrams.
Sir.
I'm just letting you know I'm still on the line.
Okay.
And can you please provide me their phone number?
205-520-5525.
Thank you. And they are located in Birmingham?
Yes.
Thank you. And can you tell me why you are no longer working? Did you quit? Were you discharged or laid off?
Layoff, because I ain't had any week.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
No.
Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And just a quick disclaimer, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of identity verification questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2137 Baker Road, 2211 Manassas Drive, 277 West Fork Drive, 725th Court Northwest, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Eastern Connecticut State University, Mid-America Nazarene University, Norwalk Community College, Russell Sage College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Opelika, Auburn, Birmingham, Selma, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Thank you. Okay. In what county do you currently live? Lawrence, Madison, Clay, Jefferson, or none of the above?
Jefferson.
In which of the following cities does Lorenza Abrams currently live or own property? Carrollton, Georgia, College Park, Georgia, Decatur, Georgia, Hempstead, Georgia, or none of the above, or you are not familiar with this person?
None of the above.
Okay, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I don't know what that means.
That's what we're doing here. Would you agree, Mr. Abrams?
Yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Abrams, I'm going to begin reading the Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claims Application Closing Statements. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Would you like me to repeat that website for you?
No.
Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits.
Okay.
Mr. Abrams, this is very important information. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at the toll-free number. Would you like to write this number down?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay, the number is 1-800-752-7500.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications
Okay.
cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to
Okay.
file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions
Okay.
to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me, Mr. Abrams?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to provide you your confirmation number. That number is 489.
Four,
not.
eight.
I'm
four,
sorry.
Eight, nine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
955.
955. 005. Okay.
Okay, and I'm also going to provide you your PIN. That is 2901.
2901?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, is there any further assistance needed?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, Mr. Abrams.
You too.
Bye.